Three Western North Carolina couples sued the state last year to challenge the law known as Senate Bill 2. The Republican-controlled legislature passed the law in 2015 to protect magistrates after gay marriage became legal nationwide. A lower court dismissed the suit, saying the couples lacked standing as taxpayers and failed to show they were harmed directly by the law. The couples appealed to the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals in Richmond, Virginia. The law says magistrates can refuse to perform gay marriages for religious reasons. If no magistrates are available in a given county, willing magistrates from other districts must be reassigned to provide the service in that county. Lawyer Luke Largesse says spending money to support magistrates' religious beliefs violates the First Amendment separation of church and state.
The violation for the First Amendment is the extraction of tax money and spending it for a religious purpose.
But the state's lawyer, Olga Vysotskaya de Brito, told the three-judge panel the law strikes a balance between complying with the Supreme Court ruling on gay marriage and respecting magistrates' religious beliefs.
Senate Bill 2, while allowing religious accommodations, at the same time requires that if there is a situation that there is not an agreeing magistrate in a county, that another magistrate is available.
Two of the judges said the law concerns them. If the couples had demonstrated that they were unable to get married, they'd have a case under the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause. But the judges weren't sure the argument about taxpayer funds holds up. A decision is expected in the next few months. For WFAE News, I'm David Borax in Charlotte.